turn to Jeremiah tonight, chapter 23. In your Bible, please, for a few moments, Jeremiah 23, for our reading. I'd like to read a couple verses in this chapter and then some other verses here in a few moments, also from Jeremiah and then from Isaiah also. I love this subject, the subject of the nation of Israel, and it's very timely. We've been thinking about miracles in the Bible, and this is a big, big miracle that we're talking about tonight, the miracle of the nation of Israel. Jeremiah 23 and verse number 7. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries, whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. The miracle of Israel. We do take it for granted, sadly, but the Bible is the only holy book that tells the future thousands of years in advance. This wonderful truth places the Bible in a class by itself. Fulfilled prophecy is perhaps the strongest proof of the inspiration of the Word of God. If somebody asked me tomorrow, how do you know there's a God? I'd say, well, He wrote a book. If you write something, you must be real. If you're able to speak and think and preserve, then you must be real. Have you ever seen God? No, I've never seen Him. Never heard His voice audibly. But I've seen the change He can make in people's lives. I know what He's done for me. I've read the book that He wrote, and I would proceed to give numerous specific fulfilled Bible prophecies. Every time I go to the post office, I drive by a home where I remember a man said to me years ago, I'm an atheist. And I feel so sorry for that family. There were young children in that family. And I said, what's your evidence? Prove to me that atheism is true. Prove to me there is no God. You're staking your eternity on it. His reply was zero, absolutely nothing. He was sure there was no God, but he didn't want to talk about it. That's foolish. I said, that's foolish. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. We know there's a God, and we know He wrote this book, and we know Jesus is the Son of God, and that He's risen from the dead. And we know that many ways, one of which is fulfilled prophecy. The many prophecies in the Bible, most of them already fulfilled, by the way, they're plainly stated. They're not vague. They're not like Nostradamus that you have to read it backwards or look at it and somebody tell you that means the Rhine River. Well, brother, if the Bible meant the Rhine River, it'd say the Rhine River. The prophecies are plainly stated and accurately and timely fulfilled, and not one has ever failed, and there are many that await fulfillment. They're yet to be fulfilled in God's perfect timing. There are two main topics in Bible prophecy, and they are the Messiah and the nation of Israel. Concerning the nation of Israel, there are many prophecies that foretold that the Jewish people would be scattered, dispersed among the nations. It's called the dispersion, the diaspora, the wandering Jew. But the rest of that prophecy is that they would be regathered to their homeland in the last days. Now that seemed improbable, almost impossible. I mean, who ever heard of a nation that ceased to be and was gone for hundreds and thousands of years? And then came back. Did the Philistines come back? Did the Hittites come back? Those ancient civilizations, did they come back? And were they preserved as an identifiable ethnic group through hundreds and thousands of years and come back to their own land? No, sir, that's never happened. That's never happened in the history of the world, with one exception. And that's the nation of Israel. God said they'd be dispersed, and God said they would be regathered in the last days. The miracle took place on May the 14th, 1948, when the modern state of Israel was reborn. It was prophesied right here, I just read it to you, 2,500 years ago, that the Jewish people, that it would be said of the Jewish people, not that so much that the Lord brought them out of Egypt, but that the Lord liveth, which brought led the seed of the house of Israel, the north country, and from all countries, whither I had driven them, and they should dwell in their own land. That's a prophecy of their regathering. There are many others in the Bible. If you want to turn just a few pages to chapter 31, I'll read a couple more verses that prophesy the dispersion and regathering of the Jewish people. Jeremiah 31:8, behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. Verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth, does his flock. Chapter 32 of Jeremiah, verse 37. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries. Not just the return from Babylon, but the worldwide dispersion, bringing them back out of all countries, whether I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I'll bring them again into this place, and I'll cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. And then I turn to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11, verse 11. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time, not the first time, not the Babylonian return, but the second time, to recover the remnant of his people which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea, from everywhere. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and shall gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The Bible's plain that the Jewish people, because of their sins, would be dispersed throughout the whole world for centuries, but that God would bring them back and regather them. He that scattered them is the same one that would regather them. Folks, that happened in our lifetime. Many here tonight, officially in 1948. That's a miracle. That's a miracle that we see. That's not just a once-for-all miracle where somebody got raised from the dead. I'm talking about a miracle that took hundreds and thousands of years. God had to preserve his people through all those centuries of bitter persecution. You know, don't you? Nobody's ever been hated like the Jews. And to this very hour, well, there's $65 million in the UN right now in an anti-Israel fund. That's what it's called. The world hates Israel. And I'll say more about that in just a moment. And by the way, I hope you don't believe the news. If you were to listen to the news, you'd think that the Muslims are the Palestinians. Well, they never claimed to be till the 60s. The Jews are the Palestinians. The Jerusalem Post used to be called the Palestine Post. Israel was called Palestine way back in 135, AD 135, 1800 years ago. But the Muslims hijacked the term, and now we don't know enough history to know that the Jews are the... Some of you are learning something tonight. The Jews are the true Palestinians. That's right. That's exactly right. So they're rewriting the history of the Jewish people and everything. Beware of these Muslim revisionists. Well, I say, what a miracle. The very fact that there's a Jew alive in the world tonight is a miracle. They're still not very populous. You know, I don't know, 10 million, 12 million at the most. Little tiny piece of real estate over there, no bigger than many states. And yet a third of the deliberations in the UN concern that little nation. Just as the Bible prophesied in Zechariah that Israel would be a burdensome stone around the neck of the nations. No other nations ever come back from the grave. No other nation has ever been preserved by God as an identifiable ethnic group, though bitterly persecuted for 2,000 years. Who did Hitler kill? 6 million Jews. 6 million Jews. While most of the nations of the world has turned a blind eye. If you've never studied the Holocaust, you need to do that. I'm doing that right now. 6 million. That's why the Jewish leadership was so ready to get whatever they could get in those early deliberations, because they needed a homeland, and over half of them had been put to death, gassed and slaughtered. Britain was in charge during those years from 1917 to 1948, but Britain gave away 77% of the Jewish land to the Arabs before the Declaration of Independence in May of 48. You know, I just want to take the time to do this. If you were to look at the nation of Israel on a map tonight and then compare it to how big God said it's going to be, you'll realize that there's no comparison. Genesis 15, 18. Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. So the boundaries are the river of Egypt and the river Euphrates. And bro, that's a whole lot bigger than the nation of Israel is tonight. So we'll get to see that happen. Well, after the May 14, 1948 Declaration of Independence at the UN, the nations of the world wondered what to do. They were not very eager to recognize this state of Israel. Why? Because they hated the Jews. Why? Because this might cause war. Why? Just these few Jews and tens of millions of Muslims around them, they don't have a chance. And besides that, what about that all? Why, if we say yes to the statehood of Israel, then we might have to pay more for gas. Our own United States Secretary of State was against the recognition of the statehood of Israel. But President Truman said, we will recognize the state of Israel. And thank God, the first nation in the world to recognize Israel was the United States of America. 11 minutes after it was announced, Truman officially signed the order. And the reason for that is his mama read the Bible to him when he was a boy, and he wanted to be the modern day Cyrus, to be the friend of the Jews. Well, hallelujah. There's the influence of a mama and the Word of God. It's not been easy, though. It's been 70 very hard years. I remember at 9/11, the nation of Israel said, now you know what we face every single day. There's been 7 wars, plus Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS, and all the rest of them every day. The terrorism never stops, and you know what's happened during the last 2 weeks. And all of our enemies say we're going to destroy the nation of Israel. Not a two-state solution. The absolute destruction of Israel. Drive them into the sea. And all the Muslim schools, there's not even a nation of Israel on their map. They are determined to kill every Jew. In fact, the Quran says the last day won't come till every Jew in the world's killed. And the trees and the stones will say to the Muslims, hey, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Have you seen the little boys and girls by the tens of thousands who are trained to hate the Jews and carry their rifles? They hate the Jewish people. Don't you see why? If the devil could destroy the nation of Israel, then he would destroy the Bible. And if the devil could destroy the Bible, then he would have destroyed God. And if the devil could destroy God, then this whole universe would burn up to oblivion. And so it's all about the nation of Israel. And that's why they hate us, because we are their best friend. In fact, they call us the great Satan. We're the great Satan, and Israel's the little Satan. And the devil's always tried to destroy Israel, but he needs to know that you can no more destroy the Jew than you can destroy God. Jeremiah 31, 35, and 36, God said, as long as I'm control of the universe, there will be a nation of Israel. As long as there is a God, there will be a nation of Israel. That's right. The UN hates Israel, condemning her all the time for self-defense, and recently passing another resolution, not against China and all her atrocities, not against Cuba and all her atrocities, and Venezuela, and Burma, and all these nations, North Korea, and Syria, but against Israel for trying to defend herself. The media hates Israel. The lies never stop. That's why in a recent survey, Israel was ranked along North Korea and Iran as the worst nations in the world. That's the propaganda they get. Even in Europe and in the United States, the media is so persuasive that the public has been brainwashed to hate, especially our young people, hate the Jewish people. Then there's the BDS movement, boycott, divestment, sanction movement. That simply means we'll quit doing business with the Jews. Won't sell to them, won't buy from them. Anybody that buys from them, we'll quit buying with them. We're going to starve them Jews to death. And that movement, by the way, is promoted by many denominations, including the Presbyterians, who have always hated the Jews, and groups like World Vision and others that are strongly Protestant. And I say, this is my opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion, and you got yours, but I think it's satanic to try to starve the Jews to death. I don't care who's doing it. Amen. That's wicked. It's wicked. I believe that God's born-again people love the Jews, and I'll say more about that in a moment. But the UN hates the Jews. The media hates the Jews. These so-called Christian denominations hate the Jews. We better remember, God said, I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. In spite of all these wars and these terrorists and the media and all the rest, the nation of Israel tonight not only has survived, but has thrived. And is a world leader in every way. What innovation. Her pioneer work in the medical field is astounding. I read about it every month. Recent advances in Israel relate to Crohn's disease, MS, colitis, Alzheimer's, with new drugs to treat incurable diseases. Nobody has done more for the health of the world than those Jews. Amen. I love to do this when I'm at the hospital and talking to somebody. I say, do you know they've got beds that will absolutely go all the way straight up and you can just walk right out of them? I love to say, the Jews did that. Yeah. I like to get in a good word, don't you? I do that every chance I get. They've irrigated their nation, turned deserts into gardens. They lead the world in computer technology. They're the ones that invented that facial recognition feature in the iPhones. They've got the best military in the world. It's second to none. It has to be. They're under attack all the time. And they not only protect their own citizens, by the way, they protect everybody. The Muslims, the Arabs, everybody. Everybody's treated equal. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Their economy's wonderful. It's increased 100-fold. Went from 3 billion to 300 billion. They're listing third on NASDAQ, whatever that means. Only behind the United States and Canada. They're doing well. They're working hard. God's blessing them. You just wait till Jesus comes and their enemies are put down. Thank God they're going to do wonderful. Isaiah 35, Romans 11. They're doing this good under all this hatred and pressure. And they found oil on the Israeli-Syria border. And it's thicker. It's the whatever you call it, the vein of it or whatever, is 10 times thicker than the average oil field. Don't you know who's coming from the north looking for that? The Russian bear, Ezekiel told us 2,500 years ago. I'm just saying, I'm almost done. I'm just saying, Israel is back. There was no nation of Israel for many, many centuries. Till 1948, I mean, they were dispersed by the Romans in 70. Few more minor revolts. Gone by the year 150. But you know, God's people that read the Bible knew Israel would be back. I could read to you from 1,000 books that were written before 1948 where God's people said, we don't know when, but there must be a regathered Israel. They must be reborn in the latter days because the Bible said it. This was written before the nation of Israel was reborn. Israel shall be restored to their land. They will not only be restored as a nation, they'll eventually be regenerated, and as a people will be restored to God, and he'll put his law in their hearts. As long as the sun and moon and stars remain, so long will Israel remain as a nation of his favor. That's written by Harry Ironside before there was a nation of Israel in the modern days. God's people knew it because it was in the Bible. Then it came to pass before our eyes. What a miracle. What should we do? We should pray for the Jews. Psalm 122, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Pray for them. Nobody, the most hated place and people in the world tonight is Jerusalem. And the Jewish people, they'd love to destroy it. And that's why they got so mad when they moved our embassy there this week. We should love the Jews. Be good to them. Evangelize them. They're lost. They gave us the, who do you think evangelized the Gentiles? Who do you think Paul and Peter were and James and John, a bunch of Jews? In fact, every Bible author was a Jew. The Jews gave us the gospel. They gave us the Bible. They gave us Jesus. That's the debt we owe them. If you can ever do anything for a Jew, saved or lost, you do it in the name of Jesus. Romans 15 says they minister to us in spiritual things. We have a duty to minister to them in carnal things. I repeat, and the church has failed completely for 2,000 years. If you can do anything for a Jew, you do it. That'll be the basis of the sheep and goat judgment, Matthew 25. You just tell me what you think of the Jews, and I can probably tell you if you're saved or not. Amen. That's right, that's the Bible, Matthew 25. God's not finished with them. And I don't have time to go into that, but you know the whole book of Revelation is about the Jews on earth. Not about the church, we're in heaven. But down here it's the 144,000. It's the rebuilt temple. It's the rescue of the nation of Israel. God's going to deal with the Jews again. They've been put on the sidetrack for now, but after the rapture, the train Israel's going right back on the main track, brother. Just like God said in Daniel 9:27. There'll be a new temple during the millennium, and all the nations will come to Jerusalem to worship. Zechariah 14. And the children of Israel will be restored to their land forever and ever and ever. Ezekiel 37. Jerusalem's been attacked 85 times. They're tired of war. But one day, thank God, it'll all be over. And Jesus will rule the world from David's throne in Jerusalem. What a miracle. What a miracle is the nation of Israel. Queen Victoria asked her preacher to prove to her that the Bible was the Word of God. He said, I can do that with two words. She said, only two. He said, the Jew. The very fact the Jews are still here proves there's a God who keeps His Word, who protects His people, who's brought them back to their land. Have you ever seen the Jews interviewed and they ask them, why have you come back to Israel? Why? You left a good job. You've come back here. The rockets from Hezbollah are coming into your neighborhood every day. Why in the world have you come back to Israel? And they say, I don't know. I don't know. But I know. And you know. Because God said He'd put it in their hearts to return to their land. They must be there. And in the last 10 years, for the first time in 1,800 years, there's been more Jews living in Israel than living in other places. There's finally 6 million Jews in Israel. Finally. That's God. Every time one of them gets on the plane and says, I'm going to Israel, but I don't know why. God said, I'm just putting the pieces together for a mighty big plan. Thank God, it's a mighty big plan. Appreciate you listening tonight. Let's come and pray.